Hi everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Seokjin Kim. Today we are discussing how to locate mobile servers on a network under stochastic demands and congestion at facilities located. And this is joint work with my supervisors, Professor Odette Berman, he's there, and Professor Dimitri Kras. So we first outline of this talk. We first formulate a problem discussing basic assumptions and formally state the problem. And then we see how local regions for emergency service are overlapping. And then resulting system, given a location decision, the resulting system is multi-class, multi-server queuing systems with restricted customer-server matchings. We can find some listen literature as this. And we look at three approximation models in the location area, and then address the feasibility issue, see how their solution is really feasible for underlying or original problem. And then we suggest two new models which guarantee the feasibility for the original problem, and then we evaluate all these models by simulation and conclude. Now, basic assumption we have here is we assume a discrete undirected network, and the Poisson demands with lambda I originate at node I. So we have specific customer assignment policy such that a customer is assigned to the closest available server within a pre-specified distance. We call it a radius. If you don't have available server, then she's lost. When we first assume our lost system, we relax this assumption later. Now, each mobile server has an exponential service, total service time. Here, rate mu is homogeneous rate. And the total service time includes travel time to the demand point and the on-scene service time, and also travel time back to home facility. This is not a little bit not realistic assumption to be relaxed in the future research. So basically, location, we can find a location at only at nodes, because if it's on a link, we can think of it as that point as a node with demand rate zero. So the problem is we want to find a location vector x. So xj here is number of servers on facility j, so which minimize number of mobile servers to be located on a site, on the site set x on the network. The site set is a subset of nodes. We look at only set of nodes. And we keep the availability AI of X of node I at a certain level alpha. So availability of node I, AI of X is a function of a location decision. And this is probability that a customer at node I finds at least one server upon calling for service, given location decision X. This problem has been applied for locating emergency service vehicles, and the required level of service ARPA is enforced by law, so should be kept strictly. And for some sizable instances, you can easily see that AIX cannot be found easily for in a closed form. So we can alternatively simulate to evaluate that quantity. So local regions are overlapping as this. For example, people at node J can be served at node N, node H, and node I. But these two servers can serve node M, K, I, J. So source of demand is now different. Different class of customers are served by some restricted set of servers. So we can represent this as a bipartite graph, random graph, which might be looks familiar to queuing area. And each node represents a different class of customers, and they have limited access to servers. For example, this graph is locally complete. So this one, in this case, we can think of it as a MM22 system because they can access to all the servers. But here, for example, node 2 is a flexible customer which can go both servers, but node 1 can access to only one server. So now we introduce some notations. N is set of nodes, and X is set of facility sites, potential facility sites, and X is location vector, as you said, and F is location set of facilities given X. And the important notation here is NI. We say it's local region I. So we look at a node, and then we draw a radius like before. Draw radius. So region I is K node KMIJ. So this is region I. So also the other important notation is KI, number of servers located in that region. And lambda of S is we look at any subset of nodes, and lambda of S is late at which demands originate from that set. And B of S, we call it as a neighborhood of S. We look at some set of nodes. So we look at all the regions defined by each node in that set. So we go back and look at it. So what is neighborhood of this region I? Is a whole network. So it's neighborhood. Looks like bubble, like not really a circle. So now, if you write down this problem as a mathematical program, we minimize number of servers on the facility size set, and we keep the availability at least alpha at each node. So we want to decide number of servers at site J. So because it's hard to get the closed form expression for this, for some sizable instance, what most research have done is try to give a close approximation AI for AIX. So sometimes they underestimate or sometimes they overestimate. So location what you got from this formulation sometimes is not feasible for original problem. So what we're trying to do is we provide safe lower bound, and then the location what we have from our formulation is safely feasible here. So feasibility is an important issue because this model is for emergency service. So now, if you look at the local region, the region I, if you remember the region I, the circle based on the node I. So if you place some servers in region I, then can we think of that queuing system as a MMKK system with a demand rate of all the summation of lambdas in that region? Not necessarily, right? Because those servers might serve other servers in out of the region, and that some nodes in that region might outsource servers outside of the region too, right? But most of the researchers think of the local region as a separate and standalone system. So their approximation then give a feasible location. So now, but we still have to look at MMKK system because we want to give a tractable formulation. So our bound is based on the MMKK system. We use the formula for the MMKK system. If you define the availability of MMKK system, this is 1 minus loss probability of MMKK system. And we denote it as A of DK. And the most important notation we have to remember is B of D. So if a system is MMKK system, what is minimum number of servers for alpha availability? We keep increasing one by one until availability is at least alpha, then we stop. That's the number we need for minimum number of servers for alpha availability. We have to remember this quantity. Keep this in mind. We look at a simple example. So now alpha is 8%. That means if people call for emergency service, at least 80% of the time we could find at least one server. So now mu is 3, lambda 1 is 2, lambda 2 is 1, lambda 3 is 2. So what is the region demand rate of this region? So region 1 is node 1 and 2. The summation of lambda 1 and lambda 2 is 3. So region demand rate of region 2 is 5. 2 plus 1 plus 2. So likely demand rate of region 3 is 3. If each this local region operates as the MMKK system, what we need is only 2 servers here, 3 servers here, 2 servers here. So we have to remember these 3 quantities, 2, 3, 2. But given a location, they might not be operating as the MMKK system. Under some location, they are. So let's look at a very simple location. We place 3 servers in the middle. Then everybody can access to these 3 servers, right? It creates MM33 system with demand rate 5. Everybody's happy. Availability at each node is 84%, which is greater than ARPA. Everybody's okay. So this is a feasible location for P. It's very simple. Now, we look at 3 location models in the literature. Lubell and Hogan in 1989 in Transportation Science, they consider a local region as a MMKK system. They look at first the traffic intensity of the queuing system and to the power of number of servers. That's their approximation for busy fraction. So 1 minus busy fraction is availability. But this is not even queuing formula. There is a formula in queuing, right? But they didn't use that. So this expression is nonlinear, but they increase the number of servers until they satisfy this constraint. They could somehow can linearize. So the model is tractable, it's solvable. But quality of the location, actually we don't know. So we have to simulate and look at it, how much they are satisfying the constraints. Bohl and Lin, 1993 in operations research, they assume there is an upper bound on exponential service time. So for example, service is done in an hour, not at most. Practically, it makes sense, but there's no upper bound in exponential service time. Exponential random variables can have a value of 0 to infinity. And then if you choose U is sufficiently large, then you count all the demands from the region defined by J. You count all the demands. Definitely, that's upper bound on the demands which the facility J can see for during duration of that time, 0 to U, right? So based on that, they derive this availability constraints. If U is big, this is actually, this model gives a feasible location for P. So this is the only model which gives a feasible location so far with appropriate choice of U. They could linearize by taking logarithm at both sides. Mariano Pundubel in 1994 at EJOR, they completely treat the local region as MMKK system with the demand rate of all the lambdas, summation of all the nodes in that region. So which might not be true as we saw. So right hand size is exactly the number we minimum number of servers for MMKK systems. So if you look at the same example in terms of Mariano Pendrubel's model, the right-hand side is exactly 232. So this is the central location we propose. This is feasible location, but what their right-hand side is 232, right? Simply. One optimal solution of this problem is 111. But we centered the location we talked about. We place all the servers in the middle. So now location is different. Now let's see how they perform. So now they spread all the servers on the path. So intuitively, node 2 can still access to 3 servers, but node 1 and 3 can only access to 2 servers. This is not fair, right? So it was 84% for everybody. Now this guy is getting better off at the expense of some loss of availability at node 1 and 3. So this location is not feasible for P because people at node 1 and 3 are suffering now. So we propose new model which is very simple. If you look at the constraint set, this is exactly the same as a set covering problem. We just cover the set with the coefficient. So now the coefficient is the objective function value. If you locate at the server, we place servers which is enough to cover all the region or nothing. Surprisingly, this model performs really good. So why BKK1 is feasible? Because we simply decouple the underlying queuing system into a bunch of MNKK system. So another good thing about this model is this upper bound. So if we place a facility here, lambda of N2 is upper bound on demand rate, right? So that upper bound is insensitive to any customer assignment policies. You can even place infinite capacity queue. Doesn't matter. You can show stability easily by showing MMKK system with this number of server is stable, right? So if you solve the problem with our model, so now if you remember 232, we put that coefficient and objective function. And then if you solve this model, optimal solution is 0, 1, 0. That means we have to place one facility in the middle. Number of servers is decided by the coefficient, right? 3. This is the centered location which is feasible. Now we present another model. Now it's not, we don't decouple the whole underlying queuing system. Specifically for this model, we take a goal programming approach. We first solve any set covering problem for facility location. And then we don't even have to put this coefficient, even weight 1. It's still fine, as long as we cover whole network. And then we solve it, and then let Y star solve the problem. Then if Y star is 0, then we don't put any servers there. If it's 1, we put some servers. How many servers we put place in those servers? So now we separate the decision, like a location decision, and a location decision is now different. So how we place servers on given set of location now? So let's assume this five node path and the facility, we have facility 2 and 4. So BKK1 simply decouples with upper bound on demand rate. Now BKK2 place a sufficient number of servers which can cover a union of these two regions. Union of these two regions is whole network, right? So lambda of N2 union N4 is union the upper bound on demand rate which the two facilities can face per unit time. So if you look at availability of node 3 in that case, in this case, node 3 can see two servers. This is MM22. If you approximate the availability of node 3 with MM22 system with summation of all the lambdas 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it's a bound. Because this is well-known a problem in queuing, node 1 and 2 are dedicated stream of servers, customers to node this server. Node 4 and 5 is dedicated stream of customers to this server. But node 3 is the only flexible customer who can go both. So definitely, node 3 can take advantage of this limited access from the other nodes to these two servers. So we can, in fact, show by observing the state transition equations, comparing MM22 system. So if we solve the same example with BKK2, we still have a safe and feasible location. I'll skip this. And then now we generate 180 instances, and then four as this, For each instance, we formulate five location models with two choices of upper bound on service time and Boyle and Lin, because that model's performance is really up to their choice of upper bound on service time. And then for each location model, we solve it at CPLEX and then simulate on the location given by the solution. So let's look at the performance. We first look at the constraint availability. Lovell and Hogan and Boyle and Lin 50% tile of the service time upper bound. Well, this is 75% tile of the exponential distribution, exponential random variable, and Mariano Pandurval. Red ones are all infeasible. They show some infeasibility. Look at fraction of infeasible nodes in Lovell and Hogan. On average, out of all 108 instances, even 11% of nodes are infeasible. And up to 55%, there is a one instance which shows 55% of nodes are infeasible. As expected, our model never produced infeasible locations. Now, if you look at the number of servers, on average, this we specifically look at the number of servers divided by number of nodes. We look at the ratio. So 61% on Lovell and Hogan and 61% for Mariano and Lovell. But our ratio is quite competitive. The good thing about our model is always feasible. So why these two models are still competitive? If you look at number of facilities divided by N, this is quite low. So that means by solving set covering problem, we somehow pull the servers and take advantage of pooling. That's why we could reduce number of servers in a competitive way. The future research would be we need better lower bounds for availability to locate fewer servers. Also, we can relax Markovian assumption on total service time. Better model will be on-scene service time is still Markovian, but total travel time portion would be constant. So now it's MGK queuing system. Also, we need some stability conditions for infinite capacity queue. If we introduce infinite capacity queue on this problem, as you said, BKK1 is automatic. And also we can introduce our priority queue here and investigate the customer assignment policy, which can reduce number of servers. Any questions?